Come on, Roland, stop throwing that stuff at me. Actually, that song was Crazy Cat, named after Roland's cats, Felix, and what's the other one?
Oscar
and Felix, and that's the name of your studio. And before that, we heard Hey Lord, which is a single, and that's off of the Better Than Raw album. Crazy Cat, what inspired you? Were the cats the ones that did inspire you, basically?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And what was some of the stuff that influenced that song, like, you know, some guitar players or whatever?
I can't remember, but I don't think this is really heavy metal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course not, but...
That was a different time. I mean, you can imagine beginning of the 90s, you know, like bands like Extreme were big, and so I was really inspired to have something like sounding like that, you know, like the brass section. And so it's real brass, not any keyboard, you know.
Now you sang the song I'm Your Captain or Closer to Home or whatever, it's a B-side. I think isn't it called I'm Your Captain or is it Closer to Home? What's the title for it by Grand Funk?
I normally say Closer to Home, but it's I'm Your Captain, it's so.
Well, you sang that song, and a Grand Funk song is a B-side. You know, I'm really curious, you know, why you chose to sing it instead of maybe Andy singing it.
Yeah, because Grand Funk was my band.
Oh, okay.
No, I just asked, you know, it was never happened before when we had the former singer, Mikey Kiske, so I just asked the first time, can I sing a B-side maybe just for fun? And he said, oh, okay, do it. And I was playing, or I'm still playing sometimes, in a cover band in Hamburg here.
Mm-hmm.
So with other two friends, we're a Grand Funk cover band, and we're playing old tunes from the first three, four records Grand Funk did, so like a trio.
Yeah, the Red record, that first one's really cool. I really like that one.
Yeah.
It's really raw. I know.
The bass sound is great.
Yeah, the bass is really good in it. That's the thing I noticed the most.
Yeah, and so I was really into that at that time, you know. So, and I was singing it in like 3, 4 in the morning. The engineer was already yawning all the time and watching the, you know, the clock. And, oh, I like to go. I'm tired, man. I said, okay, let's do it now. I'm really into it. And then Andy was coming like 4 after that I finished, really. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you sing it again, like a little bit more aggressive? I said, oh, but it doesn't sound like Mark Farner then. And he said, oh, but he doesn't know anything about Grand Funk.
Yeah.
Okay, I did it again, a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah, your drummer, Uli, said the same thing. He never heard of Grand Funk until...
Yeah,
he
got youngsters, you know.
Youngsters.
Like you.
Yeah, like me.
No laugh.
I'm what, 20 years younger than you, maybe?
Yeah.
You're what, you're 40 now?
No.
You're about 25?
In 3 weeks. Don't say, mention it now.
you're turning 25 then, right?
Yeah, I feel younger.
You only look about 30, maybe. Everyone looks 30. Mikey looks about 90. Yeah, I'm just joking around. Yeah, you know what? You've been working with Tommy Hansen, the producer, you know, since, you know, the only album he didn't produce was, or the only two albums he didn't produce was Walls of Jericho and the mini LP and the, which are both basically one thing anyway, and Pink Bubbles. And you had Tommy Hansen for a while. You know, Andy was talking about wanting to change producers, and are you guys actually going to do that?
I think so, yes. For the next record, we will have somebody else. Mm-hmm. Or we'd like to try something again, because we feel Andy is Tommy is a great producer in a way of arranging keyboard and harmony, you know, stuff. He's really great, unbelievable. So he's a keyboard player as well. That's why he has a very big clue about it, you know. But on the other side, I was always like producing my own songs in the studio. I was sitting alone there with the engineer and playing my guitars, arranging my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And after the second record, working with him, I asked him, so why are you not helping me, you know? So because sometimes I feel it would be great to have somebody sitting here to give me advice, you know. I said, no, but you're great enough, I trust you. I said, but that's not the, you know, story to pay you. That's stupid, you know. So that's why I don't like producers trusting musicians to do their own work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not my decision, so it's a whole band decision.
So you know, now we're talking. What time is it by you right now? It's about almost midnight.
Yeah, it's quarter to midnight. Yeah.
You know, some of the things you just what was I going to say to you? Oh yeah, you know what? You just got on the internet and everything, and you know, how do you like being on there? You get to find, is it a lot? A lot better? Like, find a lot more information and stuff? And
oh, yeah, definitely. I'm now since, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
It's got to be 5 months.
Yeah. So, and in the beginning, I was really, you know, totally impressed. And I found a lot of things about Grand Funk. Halloween as well. I never seen it before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen reviews about my solo stuff and live stuff on Halloween and a lot of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have my own homepage now, made by some friends of Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And you do an amazing job for Halloween as well.
Well, so thank you.
Great, you know.
Yeah, well, Roland's webpage is surf.to/RolandGrappow.
Yeah.
That's the webpage. And, of course, the other website that's done by that really nice webmaster, well, I wonder who he is, www.halloween.org, two L's in there, for the Halloween, not one L. So check that out if you're on the net, and you can find out anything you want to know, and there's all the solo stuff is on there, solo section is the albums, everything. So, Roland, you know what, something I just thought about this right now. Wikey told me earlier that Step Out of Hell was actually a song you had written with Rampage, but it had a different name and different lyrics.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, what's that song about, Step Out of Hell? And, with Rampage, did you record any albums with them?
Oh, yeah, I did two records for them,
mm-hmm.
and it was still vinyl. You can remember that? No, you're too young.
I have some vinyl. I have Halloween vinyl on my wall. I have, in fact,
okay.
A Time of the Old vinyl signed by you guys that you guys signed for in New York. Yeah.
We have the last one. So that's a long time ago. It was quite kind of like 80s, beginning of the 80s kind of metal.
Mm-hmm.
But the vocals and three harmony stuff we did was more like the 70s Journey stuff. And mm-hmm. You know, it was a weird mixture, you know.
Metal and Journey.
Yeah, so that's kind of, you know, and there was, of course, a little bit amateur kind still of, you know, flair in that.
Well, Neil.
But, yeah.
Well, Neil Sean from Journey, you know, he could, you know, solo sounded almost like heavy metal solos if you think about it in some songs. The guitars.
Yeah, were very aggressive in a way of nice kind of songs mm-hmm. they played. I like that mixture between.
Yeah, I actually like that band. Yeah. That band's pretty cool, especially the later, you know, late 70s to the early 80s stuff was very good by then.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I was just like, wow. This stuff's just, I mean, when I first listened to them, it was cool stuff. I just, you know, the cool thing about working at a radio station, or being here at a radio station, is the fact. You can go back and just find stuff that you heard about and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throw it on. You know, for instance, you know, when I can go in a production studio and check it out and see what it sounds like. And
yeah.
I actually did that with all your covers, your covers album. You know, all the covers you were doing. And I found the Alex Harvey. I found some of the Beatles. I found and just a lot of the stuff that you guys did that you've made metal versions of. And ABBA track I couldn't find, but you know, oh well. I can't wait to actually hear that record. And that comes out what in the worldwide September 8th, and then maybe.
Mm.
You know, in America, maybe a little later when you guys get another record deal. Are you guys working on a record deal now? Have you found a record deal for your solo stuff yet?
It looks pretty good, but I don't think I have a name now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I heard something like it will be happen, and my manager signed already something, but I don't have any information.
Hopefully, maybe it's one of the ones I gave you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Actually, it could be. There's a couple record labels here related to Sanctuary and everything.
Yeah.
I don't really want to say it over there because we don't want to start any rumors. So.
No, that's right. So by the way, I forgot to answer the question about you know, Rampage song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like was on the second, no, on the first Rampage song from '79
mm-hmm.
called Victims of Rock,
mm-hmm.
and it was then on the Chameleon was the Step Out of Hell. You
mm-hmm.
know, I changed the lyrics, and the lyrics, honestly. Were about you know, drug addicts and people have real problems with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And this song was about Ingo, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he had a lot of problems with. He tried to mask out the schizophrenia, wouldn't take his medication. That's what I've been told. And
yeah.
And the alcohol. I guess when the alcohol comes on, it kind of masks the effects of that kind of disease for a while until it catches up with them.
That's right. So.
And.
But then he has to stop. You know, the doctor says now it's time to mm-hmm. stop, and then. What's getting worse, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you know, one of the things, you know, it has to be a story that you could say over the air in the radio, but what's one of the funniest things that's ever happened to you on tour? Besides the camel incident.
No, I don't want to say about that.
Say it over the air.
It's like, it was already the first tour. To be honestly, the funniest guy on tour is really Marcus, the bass player.
Uh-huh.
And so the same story with the camels, you know. He's always having problems with hotels, and you know, in America, the motel chains you have, the kind of, you know, hotels.
The hotels, yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, so we have on both sides of the highway, we have a motel,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the same name. And he was on the wrong side, but he has the right room number. And a long time ago, like 12 years ago, they Halloween was sharing rooms with two guys always, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So and he was like on the door, like knocking and shouting in the morning, like too drunk, you know. Hey man, open the door, man! The police was coming, and that was kind of one of the stories, of course, you know. So they arrest him, and then he explained it, and then okay, there was just a little thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, he's always like the toilet flushing and the water, you know. I don't know. He's the kind of guy. Always problems. But the other one, he's you know, he has a bag carrying like all his for all his clothes.
Uh-huh.
And so he was in the hotel stealing the curtains to get a big sack for his stuff. Carrying it to the airport, man. That was looking stupid. And then he has to buy something because the people told him, hey, you can't carry stuff like that.
So you know. We got about a minute and a half left here, and I'm gonna play your Judas Priest cover of Electric Guy,
mm-hmm.
which appeared on the Judas Priest tribute.
What's the name? Electric Guy?
Electric Eye. Electric Eye. And that was off of the Screaming for Vengeance album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Screaming for Vengeance. Big Priest fan here as well.
Yeah.
That was also a B-side on the Time of the Oath single.
Yeah.
The last song you wrote with Halloween. We're hoping you write more songs, Roland.
Yeah, I'm starting already.
But you've been songwriting then?
Yeah.
Lately, that's cool. Gotta hear that. I love that. So have you gotten any actually arranged or just ideas for now?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Just ideas?
No, it's more already. It's more.
So you've been...
You know, it's arranging is kind of the end process of writing songs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have like a verse or bridge or chorus, mm-hmm. then you have already a good song.
Gotcha.
Then the arranging is just a puzzle to make everything a little bit more exciting or interesting. So, and then on the end, if I have something, then I'm working on the solo part. And the rest is, you know, will be anyway with a band together in a rehearsing room or in the studio worked out. So I leave everything a little bit more open than in the past because my pre-production was so well done
mm-hmm.
that we never changed anything in the studio, you know. It's just reproducing the stuff what I did at home already.
Mm-hmm.
That's boring, so I leave a little bit more open.
Okay, so we're going to get going. Roland, thank you again. I will talk to you in like 2 seconds after the song starts playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I really thank you for coming on and talking to people on the phone and also talking over the air. It's really it's really good to have you. This is Roland Greppo from Halloween.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, and I'll talk to you in 2 seconds.
Yes.